Fayetteville's Ramey Junior High Indians and Woodland Junior High Cowboys will be no more by the end of this year. The schools will go through the process of picking new mascots this fall, a timeline recommended and adopted by the Mascot Task Force, made up of 32 people, including the two schools' principals, staff and students, parents, and members of the community. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Stacy Leeds, who's one of the co-chairs for the task force. Leeds says the official decision to drop the mascots followed less formal discussions that had been taking place.
So a formal process started back in the fall, but I think that this came out of conversations that some of the leadership had been hearing for quite some time. But in October of this last year, it became a topic of conversation for the Fayetteville Public School Board. And so this was discussed formally in an October meeting that they had. And at that time, they had a unanimous decision that there would be a task force that would be put together to take a look at this issue, because it was understood at that time that having these mascots at our junior highs were not going to be consistent with the inclusion goals of our district. You know, there's a lot of conversation about this coming out of the blue, or that it started, you know, this fall. And I think that that's kind of a mainstream media viewpoint to that. The National Congress of American Indians, which is the largest representation, you know, from tribal governments and communities, it was back in 1968 when they first launched the campaign to make people understand how harmful some of these images around Native caricatures and et cetera. So this has been a very long time coming from the Native American community's perspective. You know, it's certainly that Fayetteville is falling in line with a trend across the country, and that it's really not a brand new topic of conversation.
And ultimately, what drove the decision to go ahead with changing the mascots? What was sort of the overall feeling that led to
that
decision?
I think that the overall feeling started more with the Ramey mascot. You know, both of these mascots came into our school district in the 50s and 60s.
Right, very different time.
And, you know, we're here at the KUF studios, and Hillcrest Towers is over here. And so before there was a Ramey Junior High, there was a Hillcrest Junior High, and they were the Indians. So that was in the 1950s. Later on, when Woodland came on board, then there was the decision that Cowboys and Indians would come on as the two mascots. So I think that there was just the general feeling of those that were in support of making this change that Fayetteville should be a leader and we should be past this, and that these are old stereotypes that probably best are left in the past. I think that most of the people in the community can wrap their heads around the Ramey Indian change. I think that, frankly, the larger pushback in the community has been around the Woodland Cowboys. And, you know, I think that if the Woodland Cowboys stood in a vacuum by themselves without the context of this pitted together Cowboys and Indians, you know, rivalry, you know, I can see that argument. But what we have in Fayetteville is a long history of that context, and those go hand in hand. And so I think that, you know, the idea that it's just healthier that both schools have a clean break, that's where we are.
So where do we go from here? New mascots have to be picked out. So how is that all going to be done? And when can we expect to find out what they will be?
Well, the announcement of what the new mascots will be in December of this year. But from the first time that our task force met, we wanted to leave the ultimate decision with the students in the schools. And so the process that we recommended that is just in its beginning right now is that in April and May, there will be the news to the public and to the schools that there will be changes. And then we will start a process where each of the schools come up with a short list, and they will vote and decide what their mascot will be within certain parameters.
Right.
So,
and, I was going to ask about
right.
those parameters, what
well,
those are.
So, you know, the decision has been made that we would move away from human imagery of all kinds, but that would also mean that their there should be a complete break from that, right? So we're not going to get away from the Indian mascot and then have a dream catcher or an arrow or some sort of, you know, cultural symbol that would replace it. And so I suspect that there will be, you know, brand new ideas presented and that there would be a clean break. But the parameter is just that we're moving away from human imagery in all kinds.
So obviously very early on in the process, any kind of names that you've had thrown your way that have sort of made you laugh or just were sort of quirky?
Well, you know, one of the things that came out repeatedly in our process is that we have this great tradition where our two junior highs, you know, have colors that then merge into purple and then they become, you know, Fayetteville Bulldogs with the purple. And so some of the funnier things that I've heard is just different dog names that, you know, make their way into the Bulldog. But the process that we've outlined is that it will be a very open process. So anyone from the community or from any of the schools could throw out ideas to the individual schools. And then each of the junior highs will have a committee that will vet these down to maybe three or five that they actually vote on this fall. So I think it'll be fun for the students to you know, work through that process and know that they take ownership in the final selection.
So once the mascots are announced in December, I imagine there will be sort of a turnover in the imagery at the schools, in the uniforms. Is that going to start in 2020?
The turnover, I think, kind of happens gradually, but starts now. And so, you know, when there are new uniforms purchased from this point forward, they won't have the imagery on them. But we were also very mindful of the concerns in the community of what financial cost there would be to the district. And so the recommendation from our committee was, you know, let's make the change, but let's do it in the smartest financial way that we possibly can for our district. And so it will just be that as each of the teams were due to get their new uniforms, then there'll be uniforms purchased that will have whatever the new mascot is on them. So I think that it will happen over a few years, but it's not going to be an abrupt change that has any significant financial impact.
Thank you for catching us up and for letting us know what we can expect in the coming months.
Great. Thank you.
Stacy Leeds is co-chair of the Fayetteville Mascot Task Force. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about the coming change in mascots at Ramey and Woodland Junior High Schools.